Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Hello, good Sunday morning to you. Thank you for tuning in to your home this morning. I hope that everything's been going well with you. I hope that there's no sickness in your heart, in your life. I hope today that God is truly magnifying himself for you. So let's get right into the broadcast today and do this song right here for you. Hope you enjoy this one.
Sunday morning sunshine, bathing in the land. Sunday morning people, with their Bibles in their hand. He wonders why they pass him by, walk around him on the street, to shade the light that replaced the night. He cups his hands to see, while in the shadow of the steeple, someone's crying. Does anybody care? Can't they hear him crying? In the shadow of the steeple, someone's crying. Preachers talk about the need in the fallen land. He said, ain't you heard, we are the world, let's lend a helping hand. It's getting late, pass the plate, do the best you can. Congregation rises, somebody says amen. While in the shadow of the steeple, someone's crying. Does anybody care? Can't they hear him crying? In the shadow of the steeple, someone's crying. A worn-out coat he neatly folds, puts it under his head, while the shadow of the steeple rests upon his face. A choir sings, church bells ring, people gather round. They just shake their head as they walk away from the figure lying on the ground. While in the shadow of the steeple, someone's dying. Does anybody care? Don't they know he's dying? In the shadow of the steeple, someone's dying. Shadow of the steeple, souls are dying. Does anybody care? Can't they hear them crying? Don't they know they're dying? We need to listen to their crying. We need to reach out to the people there beneath the steeple. Don't let the shadow of the steeple find them dying.
I'll tell you, I was at my low ebb one day, and I just felt like just throwing up my hands and quitting. Yeah, I know you've been there probably, and been to the same place. And I went into a bookstore, and
And I was just browsing through some of the records, and I happened to run into that, well, it was a soundtrack, and it moved my heart. That song really moves my heart. In the shadow of the steeple, people are dying. And I said, well, God, thank you for, you know, God's got a way of turning us away from ourselves sometimes to back to Him. And I was just about at the point where I felt like just walking away. I was very disgusted. I hope this morning that song helped you and kind of encouraged you along the way as it has me. I know it's in the shadow of the steeple, and our churches are bad. It's seeming like they're dying on every hand, but in the shadow of the steeple, there's also people who are dying. So I'm glad that God has had given me that song, and I sung it, and I hope you have been blessed by it.
Have you prayed for a loved one struggling hard with pain? You ask the Lord for healing, but that healing never came. Now in spite of all your efforts, the good Lord called them home. It's hard to let go when you're trying to hold on. Now you're down in a valley, looking up to the sky, and you pray, Lord, I know you know what's best, but I still don't understand why. If you could hear your loved one speaking now to you, well, they'd say you wouldn't be grieving if you only knew. If you only knew, I'm just going home. Prayers have been answered, my sickness is gone. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun's always shines, we're having a time, if only he knew. Be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm in the arms of Jesus now, and I'm not suffering anymore. Hand in hand we'll stroll together down heaven's avenue. We're having a big celebration, if only you knew. If you only knew, I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered, my sickness is gone. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines, we're having a time, if only you knew. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines, I'm having a time, if only you knew.
I appreciate you, Doris. I appreciate hearing from you in the couple of weeks ago, and it was good to hear from you. Hope you're doing well. I want to do that in memory of Arvin, and I just accidentally ran into that song. I didn't even know that that was what was on that tape. But anyhow, I want to send it out to Doris Neely and also Louise and James. Hope they're doing real well. And then Ernest and Betty Jo and all of you today. I could start naming names, but just sure as I did, I'd forget somebody. So I'm not going to name any more names. So I'm just going to send it out to all of you, and I hope you all enjoyed it. Let's let Martha do this song. Everybody loves this song. Let's meet by the river.
Dream of a city John saw coming down from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are of pearl, the streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we're known as we're known. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. If you leave me standing here on this earth, just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to meet over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. Then let's go find our dad and mother. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore.
Okay, Martha does a great job on that song. I'll tell you, it's hard to realize that she's been gone over 2 years. It seemed like time has really flown by, but we miss her. But her music will live on and on. So I'm glad that I can play her music. I just wished I had more of her music, but I don't. So I hope you understand that. But anyhow, I hope you enjoyed all the songs that we play by her. Let's go back and do this song, and I'll be right back with today's message.
It must have been a sad day for all his disciples when Jesus was going away. But as he rose through the clouds, he left them this message: I'll come back for you this same way. Tarry here a little while, my brother. Tarry here and work while it's day. Till I come back to take you away. Now this road that I travel sometimes gets so rocky. It seems like I just can't go on. But the God cheers my heart with, I stop to remember. Very soon now we're all going home. Tarry here a little while, my brother. Tarry here and work while it's day. Tarry here, it won't be much longer. Till I come back to take you away.
Chapter 4 of the book of Genesis, reading in verse 1. And now Adam knew his wife, Eve, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. Now Abel was the keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought all the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of the flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not no respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou didst well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Father, your word for your people honored. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And all the people said it. Thank you. You may be seated. If there's one thing that I would like to say to you, that back in 1968, I began my first radio ministry. I began my ministry in Hinton, West Virginia. Never will forget it. I could even tell you the passage and the scripture that I preached on my first radio message. But I made a statement on that radio station, and one of my very good friends called it to my attention, and I've made it one of my awareness things ever since I've been preaching. And I try to make it very plain and very obvious to people. I made the statement that all men are the brotherhood of man and the fatherhood of God. This great man of God told me, he said, Tommy, that's not a true statement. And I'd like to say to you today, that isn't a true statement. Not every man is the brotherhood of man. And not every man is the fatherhood of God. Man only becomes the sons of God through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I'd like to say that to you today. Maybe you just thought you accidentally got into God's plan. It wasn't like that. God planned it, God purposed it, and Jesus purchased it at Calvary. That's how you got into the fatherhood of God. But this morning I want to speak on something, and I think it's very, very obvious and very interesting to the church. Am I my brother's keeper? You see, it was God that asked that question. When he came and Cain and slew his brother Abel, he came to Cain and he said, Cain, where is thy brother Abel? You know, there was two great answers to that question. And one answer we overlook entirely. But I think it's a very powerful question, and it needs a very honest answer. Cain said to God, I know not. And you know, today I'd like to ask you, if you're your brother's keeper, do you know where he is? If you are your brother's keeper, do you know where your brother is? Cain knew where Abel was, but yet he says back to God, I don't know. And you know, church today, if we be in the church of God, don't know our areas and our situations, we are in trouble. Because we ought to know our areas and our situations. We ought to know where God is calling us to. We ought to know the things that God is calling us for. And we are our brother's keeper. But if God came today and He said to you and I, where is thy brother? Would you say to God, I don't know? Would you have to say to God, I don't know? You see, that's why it's a very important answer. And I pray today that our church would not say that, make that statement to God. Because it's a very critical and very sad statement. Not to know where your brother is. Because you see, God said to Cain, Cain, where is thy brother Abel? He said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? You know what Cain was saying to God? The same thing a lot of us church people do. We say back to God, I don't know. After all, God, He's not my responsibility. But this last Sunday of this year, I want to challenge you to answer that question. If you know where your brother is, you ought to know what your responsibility is. You see, that's our problem today. We don't want no responsibility. We don't want to have to do anything. We want to go to church on Sunday morning. We want to give of our tithes. We want to give of our time. But we overlook the main thrust of God's message. We are responsible. Paul said, I'm a debtor. I'm in debt to the Jew. I'm in debt to the Greek. I'm in debt to every man I meet on the street. John Wesley made a statement. Oh, by the way, you know who he is. He's the founder of the Great Methodist Church. He said, the world is my parish. And this morning, we as Christians make the same statement. Is he my responsibility? Will we be held responsible for our brother? Will we be held responsible for those that we meet in life? Well, you say, well, preacher, that's your job. Well, I've got news for you, my friend. I know my responsibility. I know what God has called me to do. God called me to a message of faith. He taught me how to live and walk by faith. I do not walk by sight. I walk by faith. I was converted on the sidewalks of Roanoke, Virginia. I was converted, and I remember the passage of Scripture that I was asked. I'd been to church all my life. I had been baptized. I had sung in the choir. I had done everything any good church-going boy ought to do. But yet I was unsaved. I did not know Christ as a personal Savior. You see, because I was a whole lot like a whole lot of other people. I wanted to go to heaven, but I wanted to live in the world. I wanted all that God had, but I wanted also all that the world had. I was torn between good and bad. I wanted all that God had to give, but I didn't want to give God anything. The question was asked me was this. How long will you halt between two opinions? You see, there's a verse of Scripture that my brother was buried by as an alcoholic. When I would to do good, evil was always present. When I wanted to do good, evil is always present. And you know, that's the downfall of many people. But when God called me to preach, it wasn't the bishop. Now, the bishop appoints, but God sends the preacher. How can they preach except they be sent? And how can you hear except there be a preacher? You see, a preacher is not just any ordinary Joe off the street. When he stands before you and expounds upon the Word of God and the articles of God, you should pay attention. You know, back in Israel's day, when the prophet would stand before the people, the horn would blow, and the people came to attention. And the prophet would stand among the people, and you will read it in Scripture. You know the first words that came from that prophet's mouth? Hear ye, O Israel! You know what they knew? They knew he had a message from God, and it was very important that they listen. You see, we have the priest in the Bible, and we have the prophet. The priest is the one who offers a sacrifice unto God. But the prophet is the one who speaks to the people about the articles of God. So when he said to the people, "Hear, O Israel," they knew that something important was coming down the pipe.
He came from Galilee, a carpenter by trade. He came to build his father's church on plans they had made. His destiny was Calvary. His mission will not fail. He will build a church on a rugged cross with three old rusty nails. This church is still standing, and it will never fall. But stain its foundation, and faith put up the wall. Though the world may come against it, they will not prevail. For he built the church on a rugged cross, and three old rusty nails. Bricks and stones themselves alone aren't anything that it takes to be the church that will stand so strong when this old world begins to shake. Now fool may build his building tall, but it will be so frail compared to the church that Jesus built. Three old rusty nails. I know the church is standing, and it will never fall. But stay its foundation, and the faith puts up the wall. On a rugged cross, and three old rusty nails.
Yes, sir, everything may fail, but God will never fail. His book will never be destroyed. He said, it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I thank God for that. Thank you, Lord, for being with us this morning and visiting the people on the radio, using my voice across the airway, and that I might be able to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, sing the songs of Zion, tell people about Jesus, and get them ready to meet you. Lord, I'm thankful for you. I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you for all the people who have paid and prayed. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, neighbor, it's time to go, so I'm just going to say goodbye. Be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
I have heard of a land, a life beyond this life we know, whose beauty and splendor and its walls and its streets are pure gold. Though my eyes cannot see and my hands cannot touch it and feel, I plan to go there, for I know heaven is real. Yes, heaven It's as real as the air we breathe. Heaven is real, the Bible says, and I believe there's a place that's prepared.